I'm Keith Peters reporting. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey says he will not run in the Democratic primary as he faces federal corruption charges. Lisa Dwyer reports.
While Menendez takes himself out of the primary, he is still leaving open the possibility that he would re-enter the race as an independent later this year if he is exonerated at trial. The decision comes as Menendez fights federal bribery charges along with his wife Nadine and three business associates. Menendez and his wife are charged with taking bribes of gold bars, cash, and a Mercedes-Benz. Prosecutors say that Menendez helped one of the men get a lucrative meat certification deal with Egypt and helped another associate get a deal with a Qatari investment fund. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Justice Department announced a sweeping antitrust lawsuit against Apple, accusing the tech giant of engineering an illegal monopoly in smartphones that boxes out competitors, stifles innovation, and keeps prices artificially high. Business law attorney Seth Berenzweig says many of the allegations against Apple do show an anti-competitive posture, but that doesn't mean the policies are necessarily illegal.
It definitely raises, I think, a question that would survive a motion to dismiss, but it also essentially punishes Apple for engaging in deploying a business practice that has been very effective in creating its own walled garden of a unique customer experience that has the tendency of being very competitive and eliminating some of their top competitors.
The lawsuit seeks to stop Apple from undermining technologies that compete with its own apps in areas such as streaming, messaging, and digital payments. On Wall Street, a record day as the Dow was up by 269 points, the Nasdaq rose 32. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are concerned about a new definition of extremism.
The document bans, quote, the promotion or advancement of an ideology based on violence, hatred, or intolerance. The problem is that's exactly how many gay activists define Christianity. And now they have a legal way of coming after British clergymen, churches, and private citizens who quote the Bible about the LGBT lifestyle. Muslim groups in the UK don't like the new extremism definition either, claiming it's actually aimed at them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates urge Christians to be in prayer ahead of next week's Supreme Court hearing on abortion pills. The justices are scheduled to hear arguments on March 26th in a case that has the potential to limit widespread access to abortion-inducing drugs. Studies show a majority of the abortions that take place in the U.S. every year are now carried out with abortion pills. This is SRN News. Armed gangs have carried out new attacks in the suburbs of Port-au-Prince as Haiti continues to reel from gangland violence. More from correspondent Karen Chamas reporting.
The once peaceful outskirts of Port-au-Prince were caught under heavy gunfire from gangs. Haiti's national police force remains understaffed and outmatched. Just a day before, gang members could be seen running in the streets of the capital. The U.S. rushed to evacuate its citizens, dozens heading to Florida. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told reporters,
"We understand that there's people that are really in danger right now that are our fellow Floridians."
Gunmen in Haiti have set fire to police stations, forced the closure of Haiti's main international airport, and stormed the country's two biggest prisons. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.